This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
All right, everyone, and welcome, everyone. Let us start. Everybody can hear me? Can you just raise your hand if you can hear me? Okay, great. Okay, thank you. We're going to start by a practice, allowing our friends to join in as they do. And we can just bring our attention to ourselves. So I invite you to sit in a more comfortable posture, whatever that means to your body. Or if you're lying down or standing, just get more comfortable and more alert. And if it feels comfortable for you, please go ahead and close your eyes. Otherwise, you can bring your gaze down so that this does not distract you. So the invitation is to bring your attention to your inner self. While sitting or standing or lying down comfortably, but with a sense of alertness and awareness. And let us, on the next breath, arrive in this moment, in this place, and in this body. Whether you're a practitioner or this is your first time, I'm going to invite you to just tune in to any sounds that you may be able to hear, or tune into your breath. And we're not going to even call this meditation. So for those of you who are new, there would be no history or reaction to it. We're just going to simply notice either the sounds in our environment or fully notice our breath. So I'm giving you two options just in case one doesn't work. You don't need to do anything, any particular thing with your breath. Just simply noticing. Its arrival, entering your body, moving through your body. And you can just notice it in your belly if that feels comfortable. The rising and the falling of your breath. Reminding yourself that you have nothing to do and nowhere to go except to be here. If it feels right to you, see if you can introduce a very gentle smile to your practice. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. And now I invite you to just notice how your breath is breathing your body. Your whole body. And invite you to bring your attention to your breath as it exits your body. And on the next exit, you may open your eyes. So, hello everyone. My name is Mitra Manesh. I teach at Mindful Awareness Research Center, and I'm also the founder of a new mindfulness app called Inner Map. I also have a private practice where I help people and workplaces to love, live, and lead more mindfully. So before I start the lecture part of this session, I wanted to just acknowledge the difficult times that we're going through. These are unusual, unfamiliar times. And you are experiencing and being provoked by things. And one of the things that I keep hearing from my students and clients and friends is dealing with the urges that come up for us. And by urge, I mean the very strong desires that we have that feels at times that is out of control. And I wanted to introduce the idea of exploring and surfing urges instead of satisfying them. So what are urges? Where do they come from? Urge really is the the foundation of it is a desire. It's a desire that it's a little bit has a mind of its own, if you like, that on the surface feels like I don't have a say, I don't have a command of where it's going. And most of the time we do two things when an urge arrives in us. Either we want to get rid of it and delete it, or we want to satisfy it right away. Well, letting go of it or ignoring it might not be a sustainable way of working with our urges. And satisfying them right away might give the conditioning to the mind that as soon as an urge comes up, we need to satisfy it. But before we go further, let's even talk about what is an urge? What does that even mean? An urge is really a desire, a want, and even an aspiration that is not really managed well by us. Do we want to get rid of them? No, there's nothing wrong with desires. That's the energy of life. That's actually a sign of being alive and wanting and being inspired. So there's nothing wrong with the urge itself. But how we work with it is very important. Does it run us, or do we have a command of it? So there are many ways to do this, and urge surfing is a huge subject in the world of mindfulness. But I've created a very simple three steps to working with our urges. The first step, like everything else, is recognition. So I call them three R's of urge surfing. The first R is recognition. Like everything else in life, the first thing we need to do is to become aware of anything that is going on for us. So recognizing that the urge exists. Of course, when we recognize is also important, but that's a different subject and different class. I may become aware of it before it arrives, as it's arising in me. I may become aware of it after I have satisfied it or during. But the fact that I'm aware of it is the first step to working with it in a more mindful way. So that's the first R. The second R is redirecting and exploring. So what does that mean? When an urge arrives and I immediately satisfy it, as you can see, there's no space between the urge and the satisfaction. So it was a reaction. There was nothing that I did in between. It arrived and I satisfied it. And by redirecting, that means all of my attention is on satisfaction of the urge or of the wanting of the urge. But when I redirect my attention, then I'm creating a space between myself and my urge. How do I redirect it? There are many ways. One of the most common ways is to redirect your senses. So if you're able, if it's a setting that you can do it, taking a warm, long shower is very helpful. If not, holding something cold or something warm in your hand. What you're doing is you're giving a taste of some other sensation to your body. Or you may listen to something that is of interest to you, a good music, or invite a scent that is pleasing to you. You may light a candle or bring some natural oils or smell something in nature that is of satisfaction and pleasing to your sense of smell. You can also bring your attention, like what we did, to your breath and breathing. It might be helpful to start counting your breaths, because that really takes the attention away from the urge that you're having. My suggestion is to count to 9 and come back to 1. So 1 to 9 breath, and then come back and count from 9. That might be helpful. Sitting for meditation is very helpful, which I'm going to actually guide a meditation later on, a grounding meditation, but it might not be comfortable or doable all the time. But what I'm suggesting is to really bring something else to your attention that it's pleasing or interesting. And what you really are doing, you're exploring this delaying, at this stage is delaying, of your urge. Research shows that if you create about 20 to 30 minutes between the arising of the urge and satisfaction of the urge, urge dissipates. And usually you don't even need to do anything about it. But the question is, can I really create this time to explore my urges? And the last R is releasing and letting go. There is a short-term satisfaction in satisfying the urge. And usually, especially if it's not a healthy urge, there is a dissatisfaction, a longer dissatisfaction. And what I'm introducing is really a space and not satisfaction of it, which is different than dissatisfaction, meaning I'm just not attending to the satisfaction, and a longer satisfaction. And why do I think that there is satisfaction? Because when we feel that we are in charge of our life, when we feel that our aware self is making decisions, then there's a sense of feeling powerful and mindful from the inside. So it usually is quite satisfying to feel that you are the one who's making decisions. So these are the very simple three R's of urge and urge surfing and exploration, which was basically recognize, redirect, and release, releasing your urges and seeing if there is any satisfaction in that. Can you let it go, even if it is for a short period of time? And urges show up these days in urge to check social media, urge to drink or eat things that are unhealthy, urge to over-listen and over-inform yourself about what's going on. And there are in many other ways. Urge to answer, that's another urge that is like, I have to answer everything right away. And urge to speak, says me as I'm speaking. Urge basically meaning a desire without a gap, without an awareness. That's what I mean by urge. You can apply this to any kind of urge that you might see arising in you. So let us, on that note, go into a grounding meditation. And on the next breath, I invite you again to close your eyes or bring your gaze down. If you can be standing, and especially standing outside, I see a couple of you are in the garden, and if you can be standing, that would be really good. Feeling your feet on the ground. And just make sure that it's safe for you to close your eyes, especially if you're standing. And really feel the connection that the bottom of your feet have with the ground. Noticing and affirming that we are from Earth and hopefully for Earth. And in your mind's eye, see that your breath is initiating in Earth and entering your body through your feet, the bottom of your feet. Breathing in the groundedness, the wisdom, and the nourishment that Earth has to offer us. And gently follow your breath to your belly. Feeling strong or stronger as you notice your connection with Earth. If possible, imagine that you are a mountain. Standing on earth or sitting on earth. Feeling connected, grounded, held by earth. And bringing curiosity to the image of a mountain as you. And allowing your breath to be a mediator between you and Earth. Letting go of whatever does not serve you as you're breathing out into Earth. And welcoming what does serve you and assist you. Coming from earth through your feet and your breath into your belly and into your experience. Breathing in strength, breathing out whatever that does not serve you. Breathing in connection. Breathing out disconnection and separation. Breathing in love. Breathing out fear. Breathing in presence. Breathing out, lamenting of the past. Breathing in presence. Breathing out, worrying about the future. Breathing in curiosity. Breathing out judgment. Breathing in acceptance. breathing out aversion and attachment. Breathing in compassion. Breathing out unkindness and harshness. Breathing in awareness. Breathing out, being on autopilot. Breathing in flexibility. Breathing out rigidity. I'm going to invite you to breathe in what you feel will serve you. And leave some room for you to tailor make your breathing in and breathing out exercise as you stay connected to Earth. So now gently bring your awareness to all of your body and allow your breath again to breathe your whole body. And I want you to remember that this connection with Earth, with all that Earth has to offer, the wisdom, the nourishment, the groundedness, the strength, is always available to you. So I invite you. To open your eyes whenever you're ready. And I thank you for practicing with me. So, as you know, this meditation is always here, either online or in person. And at Mindful Awareness Research Center, we are offering a lot online. Please check us out. And if we can help in any way, or if you have any suggestions, please let us know. Until the next time, I thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to mark.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.